This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We offer a warm welcome to each of you from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Stephen Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Dear friends in Christ, how is your prayer life these days? Are you struggling with it? Are you to that place where maybe you're thinking, why should I bother with it? Why keep on praying? Jesus has some words for us today. I invite you to listen in as we study God's Word together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of once again opening your Holy Word and hearing what you have to say to us about the living of these days in our life of faith. We pray this day that the power of your Holy Spirit would fill us with your grace and with your peace as we study your word together. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask this. Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Trouble anywhere, we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Our reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, the judge refused. But later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
Thank you.
Dear friends, how's your prayer life these days? Sometimes we wonder about prayer. For instance, there's a fellow named Randy who tells a story of praying for his mother who was dying. He asked God to give her 18 more years of life. He had his reasons for 18 years. But he had remembered a prayer that a fellow named Hezekiah in the Old Testament book of 2 Kings had prayed when he found out he was dying and asked God for more years. He wept bitterly before the Lord and said, "Lord, give me 15 more." And the Lord granted his request to him. So Randy began to pray for his mother, 18 more years, Lord. He said, "But God didn't give me 18 more years, not even 18 months, not even 18 days. Within 18 hours, my mother passed away. And I asked myself the question, what's this all about? Does God not love me? Have I not served him like Hezekiah did? Did he not see my tears when I turned my face to the wall and wept? Why did God come through for Hezekiah and not for Randy Frazee?" Many of you may know the story of Gracia and Martin Burnham, who were held captive by terrorists in the Philippines. They were missionaries. And a few years ago, they were taken captive, and her husband was killed during the rescue. Listen to her as she wrote, "Sometimes I wonder, why did Martin die when everyone was praying he wouldn't? Why does Scripture lead you to believe that if you pray a certain way, you'll get what you pray for? People all over the world were praying that we'd both get out alive, but we didn't." Or listen to this father who has had a song written about his prayer time as he prayed for his 14-year-old son who was battling leukemia. As he prayed day after day, the chorus of the song goes like this. Can you hear me? Am I getting through tonight? Can you see him? Can you make him feel all right? See, he's not just anyone. He's my son. Have you ever felt that way? Can you hear me, God? Am I getting through to you? That sometimes can be very discouraging when we feel that he's not hearing us. And we wonder if we should just give up. I came across a little story about a journalist who was assigned to the Jerusalem Bureau and took an apartment overlooking the Wailing Wall. Every day when she looked out, she would see an old Jewish man there praying vigorously. So one day, the journalist went down and introduced herself to the old man. She said, "You come here every day to the wall, I noticed. How long have you done that, and what are you praying for?" The old man replied, "I have come here to pray every day for 25 years. In the morning, I pray for world peace, and then for the brotherhood of man. I go home, have lunch, and I come back and pray for the eradication of illness and disease from the earth." The journalist is amazed. 25 years. How does it make you feel to come here for every day, 25 years, and pray for these things? The old man looked at her sadly and said, "Some days like I'm talking to a wall." Sometimes when we are really honest with ourselves, we walk away from our prayer time feeling like we've just been talking to a wall. Have you ever felt like that? Can you hear me? Am I getting through? Questioning, wondering, thinking maybe I should just give up? Why bother? Let me assure you, you are in good company when you feel that way. We have biblical examples of that. You look at the book of Job, Job's a fellow who lost his health and his wealth and his family and everything a person could possibly lose. And he has several prayers throughout that story in the book of Job. And one of them has this line, "Why do you hide your face and count me as your enemy, God?" Or remember King David. He was a songwriter, a psalm writer, and you look at Psalm 13. Now, here's a man who was called a man after God's own heart. Listen to this prayer. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" Jesus knew that there would be moments like that in the lives of his followers, that we all face bumps and glitches and disappointments in our lives as we await his return. So he told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He told a parable about an unfeeling judge and a widow who needed help. He told them that there was this judge, and first of all, he had no fear of God, which means he had no respect for God's word or God's wisdom or God's judgment. Because he didn't fear God, there was no absolutes except his own. No accountability to anyone. And he also did not care for people. He was a hard-hearted individual, looking out for number one, or what others could do for him. And Jesus referred to him as an unjust judge, which meant that he was not fair in his dealings with people. Perhaps he was easily bribed and would rule in whatever would help him the most on cases. And then there was this widow, different from widows in our own day, at least most widows in the United States. This woman was the bottom of the social ladder back in those days. No job, no education, no one to provide for her unless she had a husband or a son or a son-in-law. She was fairly helpless, and she didn't have those three guys in her life, she could possibly end up in the streets as like a bag lady. But there's something else we see in her. She's real scrappy and is determined. She goes to the judge. "Judge, help me. There's somebody harassing me and I need your help." And the judge throws her case out the door. And she just is bound and determined to have him rule in her favor. So she begins to show up all the time and keep bothering him. "Judge, help me." She'd cry out to him in public places, I imagine. And became a real pest in his life. One day, there's a happy ending to this story. The judge said, "She's wearing me out. I'm going to give her what she wants." And Jesus said, "Did you hear what that unjust judge said?" As he's questioning his disciples. Now keep in mind that this parable is a parable and not what we would call an allegory. God is not the judge in this story. We have a tendency sometimes to symbolize things that way. And we are not the widow. This parable is a study in opposites. God is not an unjust judge. Jesus has been teaching his disciples that for many chapters before you get to Luke 18. But he is a God who is our Heavenly Father, who we can turn to and know that he cares for us. And we don't need to be pestering him to get his attention like an obnoxious person. And we are not that widow in God's sight. Jesus said, "You're his chosen ones, his children, and God loves his children." So of course, Jesus says, we can expect that our Heavenly Father will answer our cries. He's not like the judge. He loves us. He wants us to call upon him. Sometimes his answers, though, you and I have learned along the way, are not always what we expect or what we want. Sometimes God says no. Bad idea. Wrong request. Yeah, think about it if you're a parent. What if you gave your child everything that child ever asked for? What kind of a parent would you be? There are some things that your child just should not have, or that would be bad for people around your child. Sometimes God says, "Let's take it slow. Not yet. Not yet. You're not ready for the answer that you're looking for. There needs to maybe be some shaping of that petition that you've given God to more reflect the mind of Christ instead of the mind of a human being, which sometimes is very self-centered. Sometimes God says, grow. I'm not going to answer this prayer the way you want me to answer it because you're not in a right place right now with me or with people around you. And there needs to be some growing, maybe an attitude change, maybe some repentance, turning around and asking for forgiveness. God says, you need to grow. And sometimes God does say, go, and answers the prayer the way we ask. But the truth is, in all of this, is that God hears our prayers. God loves it when we turn to him. We don't have to pester him in order to get his attention. God will answer our cries. We can trust that, Jesus said. So he goes on to say then, so when the Son of Man returns, which means he's talking about himself now, he referred to himself as the Son of Man frequently. He says, when the Son of Man returns at the day of judgment, will he find faith? Prayer is a faith exercise. Will he find faith in this world? Let's get back to that original question. How is your prayer life these days? Maybe you're losing heart and starting to shut down your time in prayer. It's becoming less and less because you're perhaps discouraged. Maybe you've shut down your prayer life altogether and you're thinking to yourself, if it's to be, it's up to me. I'm going to have to run my own life, take care of myself. This story that Jesus told is a word of encouragement for you. Keep on praying. Keep the faith. Be constant in prayer. For when you're constant in prayer, there are some wonderful surprises in store for you. One of the most wonderful surprises that's in store for us as we live a life of prayer is a promise that Jesus gives in Luke 11 as he's telling his disciples, ask, seek, and knock. And then he says at the end of his little paragraph in chapter 11, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? What's the surprise he's promising? God himself, the Holy Spirit. You soon learn that your relationship with God is growing and you experience his presence in your life. I'm reminded of a little story I heard years ago about a little boy that had won a raffle to go into a local toy store and pick out any toy he wanted. And so he went that day to pick up his toy, and he walked around the aisles of the store looking, with the owner of the store tailing along beside him. Do you want this? Do you want this? And the boy would shake his head. And finally, when it looked that he had looked the whole store over, the little boy came up and took the owner by the hand. He said, I want you. And the owner said, what? I want you, the little boy said, because if I get you, I've got everything. It's the same way in our relationship with our Lord. When we get him, we get the ultimate. We get everything. As you're constant in prayer, you soon discover in looking back that though you may have felt like it, you never were alone, that God was there to carry you all along. It's like that old story that's on so many plaques about the footprints in the sand and looking back and seeing the one set of prints and having God say, those were the days when you weren't alone, I was carrying you. And sometimes we, as we're constant in prayer, another wonderful surprise is that God not only can change things, but God can change me in some wonderful ways. Mother Teresa said one time, prayer enlarges the heart until it is capable of containing God's gift of himself. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Finally, maybe you're still wondering, can I really trust Jesus on this one? Well, let me fast forward us to the cross. Jesus is nailed to it. He's suffering. He's dying. And a prayer that he said before he died was, my God, why have you forsaken me? Who's praying the prayer? Jesus, the Son of God, carrying out his Father's plan of salvation to die for your sins and mine so that we could come home to the loving care of our Father who cares about you and me and wants to have a personal relationship with you. Dear friend, if you're struggling and wondering and tempted to quit bringing yourself and your cares to God, I appeal to you today through the Word of God, don't quit. Keep on praying. And if you're one who has given up already and left behind your prayer life, good news, the door is still open. Your Heavenly Father is waiting for you to turn around and come home. He loves you. He can hear you, and he can see you, and he is waiting to spend some quiet time with you. Amen. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped. Let's pray that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Stephen Kramer. We praise God for his provision and pray that you have been spiritually nourished by the message today. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts and prayers of our listening family. For your convenience, we are now able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. All gifts to our ministry are tax deductible. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truths to those who cannot attend church. We thank you for your prayers as well as your financial support. Today's service is available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website has many spiritual helps, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Visit us at christiancrusaders.org. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Stephen Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.